We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradford. Alex Reamer, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rob Bradford on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
This is the Atomic Dog. This is like the Q's. This is their theme song.
For who?
For Q Dogs.
Okay.
You have no clue.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
It's their fraternity, Omega Psi Phi. It's a black fraternity.
Okay. Before the break, you had said that one of your life's greatest regrets.
Right.
Is not a pledging to the Q Dogs.
Yeah. Pledging to a fraternity and pledging to. Omega Sci-Fi, which is Q Dogs. Shaq's won. Jordan, I believe, won.
And why didn't you pledge?
When I was in college.
You were all about the books.
No, that wasn't it. I just felt like I didn't want to do it. I just felt like, you know.
That's not a good reason.
I'm going to tell you. I'm kind of like, you know, it was a whole like, you know, Q and. You know, the brotherhood thing. And I was like, yeah, I'm more of a loner. I don't really want to join a fraternity and be like, you know, and then I got to adhere to their rules and things of that nature. I'm kind of a loner. I want to just be able to do what I want.
You didn't want to be hazed.
No, I had nothing to do with that. I just felt like, you know, I ain't want nobody telling me what to do.
So what? Still, you're giving the image of sitting in your dorm room all by yourself.
No, not in my dorm room by myself. Just not that I wanted to be like because you have to go through a whole process. You have to, you know, go through being online and doing these things. I'm like, man, I don't want to do all that. Can't you just make me a cue?
Tricky online. Yeah. That's what you want. It's like you just like, can't you just put me on the morning show? Can't you just make me a
right? I was like the players today. I didn't want to cut my teeth. I didn't want to earn my stripes.
Right.
And now I regret it.
If they said, come on over, be a Q Dog.
Right.
You know, you don't have to go through all that.
Right. Well,
we know your fiber. We know what you're
right.
made of.
If they would have took the Chara approach, we're like, we're all the same.
You would have probably performed. You would have been the best Q Dog of all Q Dogs.
I might be a Q Dog.
See the regret in your face.
Yeah,
there's some things in the brief time that we've been together doing this highly rated show that you have tells.
Right.
And so when we brought up the draft, I've never seen your expression change. That hit you hard.
And then the other thing about Q's too is there weren't many light-skinned dudes in the Q Dogs. So I was like, you know.
Well, isn't that racist?
No, it was just, you know, they were more like Kappas or... You know, Kappas or what was the other one with the red? I think they was it Sigmas with the red canes? I'm trying to ask
the
you.
The Alpha Alpha Alphas?
Yeah. So I was like, you know, that was part of it. But I do wish I would have joined now because I know a lot of guys that accuse.
What do you get out of it? What do you've gotten out
it's
of
just,
it?
It's just what? Not joining?
Yeah. No, I mean, what would you get out of it by you saying you have this great regret about
right.
not joining?
To just be,
what? So you have a brand. You have to get a brand, right?
You can get branded.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the brotherhood of being part of a fraternity.
When John Anderson's getting his tattoo next week, we'll get someone to brand you.
You can't get branded if you're not a Q Dog.
What if you do?
Yeah, that's against the. Yeah.
I've been
against
branded the by a letter before.
It's against the law.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
you've been branded, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that was at a Goo Goo Dolls concert. It was probably the whitest way to get branded
ever.
Yeah,
you can't get branded and not be, you know, and not have be in the fraternity.
I tell you what, you get
that's a poser.
You get the WWB
get hurt for that.
The WBR brand. Wiggy, Bradford, and Reamer, right?
That's
for
the fraternity.
Life, for life. That's what a fraternity. You are a Q Dog. Here's your runner-up, right? What's wrong with that?
Nah, I'm good. I don't want to join that fraternity.
How do you meet your wife? You meet your wife at college?
Yeah, I did.
Did she regret not being married to a Q Dog?
Well, I mean, I think she could.
Was she in a sorority?
She was. I think she was going to join a sorority, but she didn't. You
guys were too busy canoodling.
Yeah, you know, but I do regret it now. I would have been a Q. I would have been a good Q too.
What do you say? Did I hear you've been married how long?
Let's
24 years?
20, what is this? Let's see, 96. And
oh, no. Oh, 23.
Yeah, 23 years.
Yeah, my 25th is coming
up. Yeah, 23 years, and it gets better every year.
We sure do. You keep the fires going by beating almost 50-year-olds in one-on-one basketball.
Oh, yeah, and then we celebrate.
Listen, there is no better aphrodisiac than beating me in basketball.
We celebrate and make videos.
That's why I heard that, too. I'm not even going to get there. Speaking of videos, we don't have video of you yelling. You proclaimed earlier in the show that I don't believe this. I don't believe that. Like you said, did you go to the parade, the Bruins parade in 2011?
I did.
What were you doing?
I was a fan who went to the parade.
Yeah, I know. So what were you? Where do you go? How do you watch it?
Like every other fan.
No, I know. But where were you? Were you like four deep, or were you like?
I was close enough to the front that they could see my sign.
Okay, see the sign.
Yes.
Okay, you said, what did you say you said?
I said, in my sign, said, just like when Minahan, he did his thing, mine's was Fire Claude.
Fire Claude.
Yes, I was on the Fire Claude train long before anybody else was, and I was on it as soon as they won the Stanley Cup. I was like, it's time for Claude Julien to go, because I was a huge Sagan fan. And the one thing that the Bruins struggled with during his time as coach was him allowing players like Sagan to just be off the shackles so they can
Well, the good news is that we have tracked down audio of you at the parade. Here it is.
Okay. Bruins, you suck.
Yep.
There you go.
Yeah. See?
It's unbelievable how you held that against Claude Julien, even though they won the cup.
I did. I told you. I had my sign, and as soon as he came off the duck boat, it was right there, Fire Claude.
So two Sundays from now, we could be talking about, we could be actually maybe doing this broadcast from a duck boat.
We could be.
Okay.
That'd be pretty cool.
So you've been on it. You obviously did the duck boat.
Well, maybe we'll get on Chara's duck boat.
Who was on your duck boat?
I think I was on there with the tight end position and maybe some receivers.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah,
what a sexy group.
Yeah, well, that was back then when the parade was fun, because I've been on a couple of the duck boats for the Patriots Super Bowls.
That might have been the first duck boat.
Yeah, it was the first duck boat.
Yeah, because they didn't have a championship in like whatever, since the 87. Celtics, 86.
Yeah, 86, yeah. Or 86, 87, whatever season that was. But the difference was back then when I was on the duck boats, it was a little bit. You know, I got off the duck boat one time and went into the crowd.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, I was a wild one well before Gronkowski.
Oh, you were the original Gronk.
I would say I was definitely the original Gronk of the duck boat.
Okay, so.
With this giant sign, I was actually waving a sign that somebody handed to me, like, you know, like I, for the Bruins, if I was going to be the Bruins flag guy, I had a flag of a Patriots thing that was waving it at City Hall.
It's
standing
great
on a speaker.
I mean, and to think, 18 years later, you're sitting here with me. What did you
imagine that? Imagine how lucky you are.
I can't believe it. I was like, I remember. I was at the Snowball game.
I hear that all the time.
No, I was there. A lot of people left.
Yeah.
I don't know if you looked in the stands and said, this is bull crap.
Yeah,
all the people
why
leaving.
Why is everybody leaving?
A ton of people left.
Don't they remember this happened to Vinny Testaverde early in the year? Come back.
That's what exactly what I was yelling at him. Remember Vinny Testaverde. But they absolutely, ton of people left. And I had faith in you, Jermaine.
Well, I appreciate
I had faith,
that.
Even though you were not a Q dog. So yes. I want to go back to the leadership thing, because, you know, we're going to disagree. We're going to disagree on the rookie thing.
Right.
We're not going to get past that. But what drives me nuts is the whole idea that if you're the best player, that all of a sudden you're classified as a leader. You've been on teams. I guarantee you've been on teams like that, right?
Brian Cox was a huge leader on our Super Bowl championship team, and he didn't play that much. Brian Cox, the linebacker.
Yep.
He didn't play that much, but here was a guy who had been in the league for a number of years. He was a vocal guy, and that's the way he was as a leader. Otis Smith was another one who was a very, very good leader. And, I mean, he played, but he wasn't our best player. So when you
But there were probably good players who thought they were leaders, and they weren't.
Well, no, not really on that first Super Bowl team. And the thing about it was, because everybody had roles, right? You know, the whole do your job, but you also bought into your role, and you also bought into the level of what you were, right? So if you were a rookie, you knew, okay, I had to earn it. If you were a guy who had only been in the league 2 or 3 years, you know, okay, I have a little voice, but I don't have a big voice.
But there was, you go back to the rookie thing, I can't help it, but when you have that image of Brady inviting N'Keal Harry over to the right. over to the compound yesterday,
right.
that is absolutely something that would not have, Bethel Johnson would not have gone over to Brady's house. Chad Jackson would not have gone over to Brady's house. This is absolutely something new. This is along the lines of what we're talking about, of Brady going out of his way to say, hey, you know what, you're an important part of this team.
Right.
And you come over here.
And yet also the young guy going, hey, listen, I know I got to earn my stripes, so I need to go to Brady's house.
Where the, you think N'Keal Harry, if he gets the invite, he's not going?
Well, maybe there might be some guys who would be like, really, do I got to go over Tom's house?
Are
and
you
catch
kidding
balls
me?
With him?
Everyone does.
I'm on his level. Well, so,
right. That wouldn't have happened 18 years ago.
No, but but I'm saying in the Chara world, maybe Chara, you know, some guy goes, yeah, listen, Chara, I don't really want to come skate with you on Sunday because, you know, I got other things to
and
do.
And then you give him crap. You say, hey, listen.
You can't do that.
Oh, you can't. Yes, you
can. You just said that you can't give young guys crap.
No, you
it's
can't.
Against the, it's against the law
it's a,
nowadays.
It's a two. It's not
I
against
the, believe it's
much
against
like,
the law.
It is much like getting the Q Dog brand is not against the law, technically.
It is
not against the law.
If, bad things happen.
If you deny going to Tom Brady's house, my point is it's a two-way street. Yeah, you can treat a rookie like an equal in a lot of ways. But you have to, part of that is that you have to get the rookie to not
But what do you mean like
act,
an equal? Like, what does that mean?
An equal in terms of not doing, and you can say it's like, who cares about getting the food or getting the haircuts or
getting the shoulder pads, the bats, whatever.
Making them feel like, as Porcello said, making them feel like they weren't a major leaguer, right? Listen. I wasn't Rick Porcello in 2009. I can only tell you how he felt. And he said, as a guy that was put in the starting rotation mm-hmm. in 2009, he said, I didn't feel like a major leaguer because of this sort of stuff until the second half of the year. I don't think Rick Porcello was crying about it, but he's just looking back and saying, I remember how I felt, and I wish that I was treated a little bit differently. You're different.
But you got to understand, you are a young pup, so that's part of the business.
Right, but he said that wasn't productive to him performing well.
You
say getting Keyshawn Johnson fried chicken
yes.
was integral in you catching passes from Tom Brady for some reason.
Well, no, it allowed me to learn, hey, you know what, I got to put my work in.
All right, Dave in Amherst, what's going on, Dave? What's happening, Dave?
Memorial Day weekend. Not
you
much.
Too.
How you doing?
Good.
Thanks for taking my call. As it relates to leadership and the discussion, I just wanted to chime in real quickly. I wanted to give Wig props for being on the anti-Julian bandwagon in the beginning because, you know, not being able to deal with young talent is just a major, it's a fatal flaw, I think, for coaches in it. As it relates to Stevens, you know, every coach has to deal with adversity. Adversity is not the same as not being able to deal with what was going on with Sagan and all that stuff. You know, if you can't deal, you know, dealing with young players, dealing with egos and personalities, you got to be able to do that as a head coach, period. So, anyway, props to you guys. I'm stoked for the playoffs. Go Bruins. Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy your Memorial Day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks.
But he's right, though, right? And that was one of the things. That was the one of the things that I disliked about Claude Julien as a coach, because it wasn't about the player and what the player did well. It was about You can't do what I'm asking you to do, then you can't play.
But
knowing that this player had a ton of talent and just saying, you know what? Hey, I might have to change my system a little bit to get a player like Sagan to do what he
does.
But,
you know, in a lot of ways, you're saying exactly opposite of what you were saying before, because Sagan's a perfect example of that. They needed him in that run, right? We all thought that he should be playing more.
Yeah, I thought
But Julien was saying, hey, you're a rookie, you're going to have to. Julien was the ultimate, you're a rookie, you're going to have to earn it.
He was in that way as a coach.
Yes.
Yeah, he was in. But coaches shouldn't be doing that.
No,
if you as a player in that locker room and other players, it's one thing if you want to, you know, because players don't control playing time. So if I say go get my shoulder pads, that doesn't mean just because you're a rookie, the coach is going to be like, oh, you got to earn your stripes so you don't get the play.
But it also goes with Sagan, part of that equation. We talk about a two-way street, and Sagan wasn't holding up. In the Bruins' eyes, he wasn't holding up his end of the bargain because the perception was he was going out. He wasn't putting the work in.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, some issues off the
ice. Yeah, but you saw as well as I do, one of the first Behind the Bees, you know, the Behind the Bees
yes.
episode.
Yes.
Well, Nessun, which we love dearly.
Yeah.
We have not loved Nessun
right.
and all the things they do. But
it's a Charlie Moore Behind the Bee.
Exactly.
I've been on the
Charlie
Matt Fishman
Moore
show many times.
Charlie Moore, Behind the B, and then usually Rob Bradford segment. Those are the big three.
Yeah, I got a Wiggy one coming this year.
You do you?
I don't know yet.
Oh, really? More contract negotiations?
Yeah, we got to figure it out.
Contract negotiations all over the place. But I remember that because that was edited, obviously, by the Bruins, mm-hmm. and they had behind the scenes of them crapping all over Tyler Seguin, right. And which is okay. You know what? Seguin in their eyes wasn't holding up his end of the bargain. If he came in and he was what McAvoy was, or one of the other guys, they would treat him like everybody else, like Char wanted to treat all
Yeah, but
guys.
It was more about the style with Seguin. That's why he didn't play. It's more about his defensive inability as a forward to play through all three zones or play in the defensive zone. That's what it was, where Claude was like, hey, sometimes you got to take an L. Like, listen, maybe this guy's not as good in the defensive zone or even the neutral zone, but guess what? They can put the puck in the back of the net.
All right, one more call before we go to break. Mike in Framingham, what's going on, Mike? Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got the tail end about you talking about rookies and stuff.
Yeah.
I remember when Dez Bryant was a rookie, Roy Williams wanted him to, like, carry his pads. Dez felt he was better than Roy Williams. And basically told him to go screw himself.
Right. Yeah, and that's the mentality.
That's the mentality
of...
All right.
Yeah, got to turn his radio down. And that's the mentality of, you know, if they don't... That there are a lot of players now, and it's a different, you know, I understand it's different leagues in all four sports, and it's a different generation, and you have to stroke their egos more, but you get guys that are like, listen, you know what? They pay me more than they pay you.
Well, that's the thing too, Wiggy, is it has, like it or not, it has changed, because you have, especially in the NBA, you have 19, 20-year-olds coming up, and they're expected to be the face of the franchise. I was just up in Toronto. Vlad Guerrero Jr.'s, like, he's basically their biggest hope.
Right.
Everywhere you turn with Vlad Guerrero Jr. stuff, 20-year-old, and they're not going to say, hey, you know what, Vlad, I know that 75% of the stuff in the souvenir shop is your stuff, but you have to step aside here. That's just the reality of it.
Right. And the other reality is that some of these younger guys in different sports, like, you know, you think of hockey, for example, right? Chara's, what, 40 years old?
Yes.
Right? And you might have guys like McAvoy that are going to be making more money than him that are 20, 22 years old or whatever. And they're like, listen, dude, what are you telling me what to do? I make more money than you. You know what I mean? Go kick rocks or something like that. And that's the difference, you know, where you see guys that's why when you don't have to worry about, or you don't have teams where they're saying, okay, you're a rookie. Here's what rookies have to do in order to earn their respect mm-hmm. in this locker room. When you don't have to do that, you know, some guys might look at it and be like,
are you still a rookie at EEI? Like, when's that wear off?
I don't know. I don't know when that wears off.
Like, every time, you get the contract look on
your
face.
I don't know when,
like,
that wears off.
It's like, again, another tell for you, when you sort of tilt your head to the side, you talk out of the corner of your mouth,
I got a wife, I got kids in school, you know, so it's like.
How did the contract talks go in Columbus?
They went actually pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, they went pretty good.
Well,
so.
You were also fresh. Your adrenaline was still pumping from the big basketball win as well.
Yeah, but they put some good numbers down on paper, so, you know, hopefully I can get something done, you know, within the next
Did you year. Like when I yelled? I yelled across the court with Zarbano standing right there. Say, when are you going for your contract negotiations in Columbus?
Like that.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I did like
All
that.
Right, 617-779-7937. Be back right after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Right back to Creamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
What, whatever. Come on, Dave.
Okay,
let's go. What do you got? What do you want to say about the Red Sox?
Oh, screw St. Louis.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. At least somebody said it. Thank you.
Screw St. Louis.
Okay.
And them and that arch they got. Somebody ought to go up there and like, run a saw through the middle of that arch.
Thank you, Dave. I like it. I like it. What else you got?
Screw the NFL.
Screw Bruin, you suck. Screw you.
Ah, see?
He wants to cut the golden arch in half.
Right in half.
I mean, isn't that the McDonald's Golden Arch?
It sure is, yes.
It's like one side
it's
of
the
it.
McDowell's from Coming to America.
Oh, yeah, that's...
Right, you like that movie,
oh, that's
huh?
a pretty good movie there.
So that was the other day when I was ranting and raving and trying to fill an hour, but I thought I did a fine job by ranting and raving how there's no animosity at all in this finals. And Wiggy, you know this. You've been through championships as a player, mm-hmm. as a fan. So let's go through them. You talk about you played against St. Louis.
Yes.
But St. Louis, there was no crap talk. Like, between you guys, right? Was there?
Well, there's no real rivalry there. We played them during the regular season that year, and it was a close game, and I think we knew that we could beat them.
But you know how Belichick is, or whether he's probably looking, scouring the...
Yeah, there was... The only thing, it was more, they were... I think they started off at, I want to say, like, 17-point favorites or, something crazy, and it went down to, like, 14 and a half. That was the only thing, is just how big of an underdog we were against the greatest
show. But that wasn't coming from St. Louis, though.
No, it wasn't coming from
St. Louis. It wasn't until afterward Marshall Faulk starts mouthing off, but during it, there was no... I don't even remember the St. Louis fans being there.
Well, I think there was a little bit when we were there. I think we bumped into Marshall Faulk down in New Orleans, Bourbon Street. And, he had a little bit of boom sauce in him. And I think he was gloating a little bit, like how it wasn't going
to you guys?
There was something along
Ooh, like,
those lines.
I like this.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a gloat in, like, yeah, this thing's not going to be that hot for us.
With you guys present,
it was. I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was something along those lines.
I like, but that's
a little juice.
That's what we want. But right now, we have nothing.
Yeah,
we're trying to get things going by having kids yell outside the Hockey Hall of Fame that Bruins suck, and also having callers saying they're going to cut the arch in half with a saw.
The Hockey Hall of Fame's in St. Louis?
No, I'm saying I went to the Hockey Hall of Fame this week in Toronto.
Oh, okay.
And I was looking for people to talk crap about the Bruins, and all I found was some kid from New York.
Going, Bruins suck.
Bruins suck, yeah, screw you.
Oh, wow.
Yes, I mean, that's all I've got.
Yeah, there's nothing really. I don't think there's anything with this series. Like, maybe you get a little... Marshawn does something that, gets under the skin of, one of the St. Louis players. But as of right now...
But the fans, this is the problem, Wiggy. Like, when the Patriots play Philadelphia, obviously, even mm-hmm. Atlanta, there's some sense that fans are going to go back at you. Like, instead, Bruins fans go to these inter-squad scrimmages. We want the cup, and I think they're going to think they're going to roll over the Blues.
Right.
And there's not a peep. I haven't heard anything from St. Louis.
Well, that's because St. Louis, they're not like us here. And
I know. They're like the Canadians of the Midwest.
We they call us massholes for a reason.
Yes, but that's how it should be.
I love the arrogance that we bring. Oh, that's what happens when you're champions,
It should be that. If you're going to have a championship, going back in the BLA stage.
Well, it used to be the Yankees.
Right.
You see how we give it to the Yankees? We used to give it to the Yankees.
Yeah, but that's the Yankees. That's New York.
Right, that's the rivalry.
I'm just saying, it goes back to when we were growing up, beat L.A.,
well,
beat L.A., right?
Yeah.
Right. But there's nothing. There wasn't any beat St. Louis or St. Louis, going. Even when they played Vancouver, when you're shouting, fire Julian, fire Julian.
Right.
There was no...
I think it was the Sedin twins. Then that was like...
There was more from Vancouver than right. I forget the goalie's name once again. Oh, my good. I forgot.
Luongo.
Yeah.
Thank you. Roberto Luongo, right? Mm-hmm. Like, he was the enemy. He was the villain.
And like I said, the Sedin twins were the villain.
And also, the fans came into town. There was the green men. Remember the green men?
Right.
The green men are running around.
Right.
And as I said the other night... When the Bruins won, there was riots in Vancouver. And I'm not saying they should have riots in St. Louis.
Right.
But it shows you how passionate. Do you think people are like, oh, great, we're going to watch some hockey. Oh, maybe we'll win. Maybe we'll lose.
Yeah, but I don't think they really, the passion there is in St. Louis. It's more the fan base. But that's, that's fan bases all over. Unless you're playing, the Flyers or, if you were playing, I don't know what the fan base is
we
like
just
in
saw,
Nashville.
We just saw it in Carolina and Columbus.
Those fan bases weren't.
You're talking about
crazy.
They had a cannon.
Yeah, they had a cannon, but they weren't trash talking or they weren't like.
I feel like they kind of were.
No, I remember watching Jeremy Roenick down there and they were talking about NASCAR or something like that. Yeah, they don't. They like the team, but Bruins fans.
What is that?
That's the cannon.
It's the cannon.
Oh, okay.
Bruins fans, they live and die for the Bruins.
But they also want to talk
and they'll
smack
fight
with people.
For, well, that's what I'm saying. They'll fight for the Bruins, and they'll talk-ish when it's about the Bruins. They love that element of it.
But now we're fighting among ourselves about Zdeno Chara instead of fighting the other team.
Well, we're not. We're talking about what potentially could be a big storyline.
Right, but I'd rather the big storyline should be about talking, hey, I can't believe Jenna Fisher said this. I can't believe John Hand said that. I don't know.
Those people are not real fans.
I know, but I that's there you
know
go.
What we need? We need another finger bite right off the bat. Alexander Burroughs biting Patrice Bergeron in 2011. That's what we need again. We got to get a bite.
Can you make that happen, Wiggy?
Well, we need Marshan to stick his finger in somebody's face or something.
I didn't know about the Marshall Faulk talking crap to some of the Patriots.
It was something along those lines. Like, you know, so long ago, Bradford, I can barely remember five minutes ago.
Oh, come on. Don't be so hard on yourself. You've had some good stories.
Yeah, I got a few good ones.
Yeah, come on. We're going to take... Don't. This is not good for contract negotiations. We don't want it to kick in quite yet, Wiggy. Come on.
It's not. Hopefully it won't be for about another 15 years.
All right. 6-1, last chance. 617-779-7937. I do, in the break, we are going to give you, you're going to audition for the banner wave.
Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I tweeted it out.
I see.
Can watch Ken Laird's audition for the banner captain, I think, all day long.
Yeah. And, you know, he got a little bit of movement being in the chair. It gave that little extra swing.
Do you want to do it standing up? You should do it standing
up.
Well,
that's what you're going to have to do.
That's what you're going to have to do.
That's if you're the banner captain, you're going to have to be standing up.
I think that you have a legitimate chance.
Unless
at
Ken
it.
Says, the only way I'll do it is if I can get one of the chairs with that rolls and swivels.
Okay. Well, yes. Well, then you are eliminated. Even Bobby Orr didn't have a chair that rolled and swivels.
Hey, like you said, what you call him? What's his nickname?
Kerosene.
Kerosene so Ken Laird. So maybe Kerosene Ken Laird could get them to agree to say, hey, we'll let you do it in your swivel wheelchair.
There you go. There's nothing that's going to get fans more fired up than the swivel wheelchair. All right, we're going to do that. We'll be back right after this.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field. It's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now more of Reamer, Wiggy, and Bradfo on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
Looks like you're like, what are those things that they
Mark had? Mark Schlickles was the best banner captain because he was just furiously
what are those
waving
things?
That flag.
Right. They call Schlickles and like they use in...
Oh, yeah, Schlickles.
Like, and like, you know, the Mormons, what they are they Mormons? Like they cut the grass with back in the day? They look like the Grim Reaper thing, but they had an extra handle on it.
The Mormons cutting the grass with the Schlickles.
You know what I'm talking about? It looks like the Grim Reaper thing, but it's another handle on it. Used to cut grass before they had lawnmowers.
Exactly.
All right, that was Jermaine Wiggins, part of the Sunday Skate crew. That was a spirited debate, hockey debate, fresh off the Sunday Skate program. We carried on over to the 10 o'clock
hour.
Yeah,
I was trying to figure what is it called? A sift?
Scythe.
Yeah, so the Schlickle, which the Mormons are cutting the grass with.
Well, Schlickle sounded cool, though. I knew it sounded.
Why did you take down the clapback corner sign?
Because we made a mistake that none of us caught. That I'm going to fix it, though.
Oh, you want me to take down that tweet?
Nope. Keep
is
it
there
up.
A spelling error?
No.
Yeah. Stupid clapback. It's so hard to spell.
Is clapback one word or two words?
So again, we the Idea Twins... Right? That's what we are. We're the Idea Twins because we look
me
exactly
and you?
Like. No, you can be the intern. You can be the Idea Intern.
I'm not being an intern again.
No?
I was already an intern.
Well, you know, this is like
how
your,
about you
the
could
master's
be that,
degree.
You could be the Idea Junior Associate.
Yeah, there you go. Right
I could be the triplet that...
No, you're not on our...
Wiggy absorbed
much like
the
Wiggy
womb,
has
though.
Made it clear, he's not treating the rookies the same. So it's you are the Junior Associate. From the
I think I've worked here longer than Wiggy has.
No, but for the ideas, though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You're way more than Reamer. Like, Reamer gives no ideas.
That's accurate?
Yes.
He gives some ideas.
What do we get? What's the one we offer him?
He's got some in the hopper. I don't know.
He's still waiting for us?
Yeah, I'm still waiting. It's all good. So you have the idea, or we had the idea, the clapback corner in the corner of the studio, which people would go to and you know, just go and then video themselves.
Clapping back. On whatever it is.
Right in front of maybe people who they're clapping back at. Which is. And so what did you spell wrong in the sign? What did you do?
We had to fix the P. Oh. So I added, we doubled the P.
Okay. All right.
So we doubled
Make sure you put it up before you leave. Yeah, and also, early in the show, we had Kerosene Ken Laird, do his tryout for Banner Captain.
Right.
Which I thought was pretty good until I saw when you came in with the broom. It's a yellow broom. So
yes,
it actually looked like the flag. Is that up yet?
Yeah, and I just retweeted it.
So I did it in slow motion, which I think caught the spirit of the thing even better, right?
I think so.
Look at that. Look at the intensity. Oh my goodness.
Right.
Oh, if you can't get the job off of that,
right?
What's going on?
I mean, I don't know if Bobby Orr is even that good.
This is what we're talking about. Forget about any other pep rally or anything else. This video of you waving this broom gets me more excited for the Stanley Cup Finals than anything else I've had.
And I added a little extra flair to it.
Are you kidding me? Oh, and then you do the sweep.
Yes.
You're saying, is that what you're predicting?
Yeah, it's a little extra flair to it. And then I finished it off with the classic air guitar.
Oh, look at this. It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah, go to Bradfo. You got it up. At Bradfo on Twitter.
Who knew that my Twitter account was at Bradfo?
Oh, you cut off my air guitar.
I'm sorry. It was going too long.
You
slow motion. Yeah. So anyway,
or at JWiggs 85.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
That's another thing I always wanted to do. I always wish I knew how to play the guitar.
Well, here's the thing. Are you a good air guitar guy?
I am.
Okay.
I would have been a Jimmy
Hendrix. The best documentary that I've ever seen was called
Air Guitar Nation.
They
have contests, don't they?
It was international. It was world championships. It was actually Air Guitar World Championships. It is the best documentary I've ever seen. And I think that, so there is hope for you. Exactly. So you just did the drums, right?
Yes,
you're doing
the air drums.
You just did the move that you have to do, which is much like a guitar, you have to throw it up in the air and catch it, right?
Oh, man, I'm great when it comes to air guitar and air drums.
Okay.
Because growing up, I lived with my uncle for a while, and he's a few years older than me, and he loved, like Motley Crue and, you know, that type of music. So I heard a lot of this at home coming out of his room. So I could do the air drums, I could do the air guitar. Jimi Hendrix.
Look at you.
The face, I could take like, a cigarette, put it right on the top of the thing.
You had the white man overbite just then.
Yes,
what's going on? What's going on? What do you think about John Anderson, producer? It feels like this is a competition that you might be able to take Wiggy on in.
Air guitar?
Is there anything you do well, John?
Anything I do well?
Yeah, no, I'm like, you obviously do this well, but I'm talking
other
than producing. You played on an 0-10 football team with, you said you weren't a leader.
0-10?
0-10 Marshfield.
Yep. What school was that?
Marshfield High.
Marshfield.
Wow. 2013.
I'm looking for your talents.
I got mocked by the guy who was giving me my driver's test. I was wearing a Marshfield football shirt, and he made fun of me for being on the 0-10 team and then failed me on the driver's test.
So again, we're looking for your, I feel like you're a talented guy, and I want you to be able to compete with Wiggy in some form or fashion.
Well, everybody doesn't have to compete with me.
Well, everyone does. You have to go through the gauntlet.
I have to go. Well, don't you realize I am the Zeus?
You are the Zeus. I read that.
You know who Zeus is, right?
Yes. In Greek mythology. Yes.
Right. He was the god amongst gods.
Yes. Sure.
It is. Google Zeus. The first line of the sentence will say he was the god amongst gods.
Okay. That's Jupiter in Roman mythology. Same person.
Oh, really?
There you go. Yes. See?
Wiggy can do it all. He can recite the icing penalty, and he can rattle off Greek mythology.
I think if Wiggy read some of my football writing, Rob, do you think he'd have a lot of issues with things I write? Especially when I cite like Pro Football Focus and stuff like that.
No, I think the issue that he would have is much like the issue that I have. When you write these columns, you put it at the end. You're an award winning columnist. You can't just say that.
Well, he might be.
It's an italics.
But he might be, but he's not.
How do you know? Have you won an award?
Have you won an award?
I have not. But
have you ever won an award?
No.
With anything?
I've gotten participation trophies.
There you go. That's sincere. Hey. And he could say, you know what? I've given my award. I've given this award from myself to myself. So therefore, he, in his mind, he's a an award winning. We're trying
to, he's Wiggy. He's our producer. He's part of the biggest award that he will get is being the producer for the number one show.
Then that's pretty amazing
in this time slot of all time.
And we tell him that he can use the bathroom when he wants.
Do you know his name?
I know Mark James doesn't allow.
Do you know his name?
Yeah, John Anderson.
Okay, I'm just saying. I know Mark James.
John Anderson, I know Mark James doesn't allow him to take bathroom breaks.
That's right. Yeah. Are you producing tomorrow?
I am. Wiggy and Bradfo. Wiggy and Mark James, excuse me.
So he will not be going to the bathroom not once the whole show.
Really?
Mark's the one tomorrow. He's doing trending, so.
Yeah.
Well, you say that with such glee.
Well, I should
Why can't Wiggy be the one tomorrow?
If Wiggy wants to be the one, he can be the one.
I should sit in the one chair always, anytime that I'm on.
I would have let you sit in the one today.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't I don't need that. The end of the day, I don't need to be in the one chair.
I know, but I need you to be in the one chair tomorrow. I need that.
Well, that's Mark James. Mark James is not used to being in the two chair. You got to understand, he does solo shows.
I know.
So,
what do you want to go at Mark James tomorrow for?
Well,
this is called I'm pushing it forward to tomorrow.
Pushing it forward. Well, we got to get Mark James's take where he clapped back at them. Very, very. We probably might have some audio at that the end of the at the crossover.
Yeah, but I told him.
Oh, yeah, we got it.
I told him I thought it was sort of weak.
You did?
But I mean, Dale wasn't clapping back.
But Mark then doesn't see that. That's the great thing about clapback season. The person that you're clapping at does not have to clap back at you.
Yeah, but it makes it better when they do. Yeah,
but if they don't want to, then that's what you call a back alley beatdown.
Do we have sound of this? One second, but this is the other day. The crossover. Were you here for that?
Yeah, I was sitting right across.
So was it uncomfortable?
No, I was actually, I was saying, hey, let's embrace
this. No, but
this.
Was it uncomfortable?
Oh, yeah, it was definitely, you know.
It can get uncomfortable.
Yeah, they were both shaking.
Were they really?
Oh, yeah, they were both shaking.
Mark really, really took great pride in the fact that he clapped back at Dale.
Oh, that was his, that was his moment
That
in
was
time.
His moment.
Because he's never clapped back at somebody before. Right. So the second he does, he's immediately like, see, I clapped back.
Right. That's what he said afterwards. Because I say, Mark, you always pivot. I go, you always pivot every time somebody challenges you, you know, because you're used to doing the show by yourself. And then when you get called on it, he then pivots off of it. I said, no, you can't pivot. And he might have said that on air. And then he just.
Let's get a little sample of what happened.
So Mark James, was it Lame James?
Lame James.
No, it's just the analyst right now.
You wouldn't even give him the honor.
Is that what he was?
What was wrong with the Brad Stevens take, Dale? What was wrong with it?
Never mind. do your own show. I'll do my show.
Okay. So right. Nervous.
At 10 o'clock, we'll do our own show.
Okay. No, I want to know. Just tell me. We're doing a crossover here. Let's do it. So what did Brad Stevens do in the postseason?
I'm not going to play your game.
Okay, Stale.
Play with them.
Okay, Stale.
Wait, game plan here.
What do we got coming up at 10 o'clock?
We will talk to Jeff O'Neill from the NHL.
Yeah, the riveting radio.
You know what? We'll just let Mark talk because he's the one who just captures everybody's attention.
Wow.
I told you.
Wow.
I told you.
Well, still, it was. I wanted more yelling back and forth.
Well, Mark was trying.
You could tell. He was a little nervous about doing that.
I told you, it was some nerve.
He was definitely nervous about doing it. Were you there for this? There, Johnny?
No, I was not.
Who is it? Maybe Ken?
Ken and Curtis.
Yeah, Ken and Curtis. Yeah. So, listen, I was trying to find out. Hey, all I try to do is in life, you know.
Stir things up?
No. My mother always said, get to the bottom of things.
Okay.
Right. So, that's all I want to do. I just try to get to the bottom of things.
You know what? I think we get to the bottom of your candidacy with this banner captain thing. I honestly believe that this video is going. We're talking about helping your brand.
Right. Maybe.
Because that's all I care about. That's really all I care about.
I appreciate that.
It's helping the Wiggy brand.
I appreciate that.
It is going viral right now.
I won't forget it.
And I think the slow-mo did really. Put the whole thing together.
Now we just need the Bruins. We should have tagged the Bruins in it.
I did.
Okay.
Yeah, I did.
So that's good. I retweeted it.
Now
we just need Cam or
the best part about it.
Sweeney to see it.
The intensity on your face when you're doing it.
Because, and I got my jersey too, all ready to go. I got my.
Oh, I know. I think they give you one for free.
No. I got my Willie O'Ree Bruins.
Oh,
jersey.
Really? Yes. Oh, look at you. Well, that's another thing they should factor in. Right. Diversity.
Diversity. I haven't seen any diversity.
It would be the first banner captain, African-American banner captain ever for the Stanley Cup Finals in Boston.
Yeah, because I haven't seen, unless they bring out Willie O'Ree.
That actually might. How about you together with Willie O'Ree?
Oof, that could be. I've met him before. He's a great guy.
Oh, so have I. Well, you have been in the tradition? You know the tradition, the thing they do at the Garden? Oh, you haven't been honored for that? Okay.
No.
Only I've been honored for that. So you have Mark James tomorrow. Anything else you're going to go at him for?
He says that, you know, he talks about you and I not being able to speak, so maybe maybe it can help.
I won't be there, so I'll be the one who says I can't speak.
And then call in and congratulate Mark, Rob.
I'll call in and see.
Call in from the hallway.
I'm doing the show at 11. I'll call in at 10:40.
We'll do the crossover.
Say thank you. Yes, exactly. Yes, absolutely.
I'll do the crossover.
I've had a lot of bizarre moments here. That was one of the more bizarre moments I've ever had. When you have a guy call in, he called in yesterday at 5:40. To say, good job, I'm proud of you.
But I heard you guys on at like 3-something.
Exactly. And he left, and then he called at 5:40.
He called back on air?
On air. He said, I just want to call and tell you how proud I am of you.
Is he a father?
How come you don't call me and say how proud you are
Do we know? Is Mark James really Bradford's dad?
I don't know.
They changed his last name.
Mark Bradford. John, you've seen a lot here. That was one of the more bizarre moments.
That was very bizarre. He's done that to Gilroy before, too.
He did?
Yeah, like coming home from the garden.
Yeah, you know why he does it? It's very simple. There's an easy explanation why he does it. He does it so then when he tries to dump on you, he'll be able to pivot back to, remember when I called him and said how great you were?
Listen, the big thing is, will you be able to get the Mark James money? Because you already get the Dancilio money now, right?
Were they giving him money, really?
I don't know. Wiggy, all right.
They were giving him money, man, boy.
Well, Jesus. We'll see. We'll see how that plays out. But
ongoing.
What I do know is going to play out very, very well is the pregame show for the Red Sox coming up, the Red Sox broadcast, the Wiggy and Mark James show.
Yes.
And then I will be on with Patrick Gilroy and Matt Kalman.
Out of a hat for that show. That's the strangest combination of people ever.
Bradford and Gilroy?
I mean, this was a strange combination for a show, and it's worked out just fine.
Yeah, but we've done this for a few weeks now.
Okay. Gilroy clapped on Jerry, too.
Did he?
Oh, yeah.
For what?
The whole Celtics thing. They had him on the air and everything.
Oh, and he also wants to play me in basketball.
Yeah. He had said that. I'd see him.
I'm actually my next athletic endeavor.
Be careful. He says he plays in Lynn all the time.
Oh, great. I'm pitching at Yankee Stadium on Friday.
I guarantee I go yacht on you.
Well, you aren't playing.
Oh, okay.
You can. If you drive to Yankee Stadium on Friday, you can play for the Boston media team.
Is that where the game is?
Yes, Yankee Stadium. You
Yankee
can play.
Stadium's in a dump, though. It's in the Bronx.
Oh, my God. What are you? What's wrong? Are you
it's
kidding
a dump,
me?
I hate driving on the Cross
don't.
Bronx
You're,
Expressway.
You can't do
There's
that anymore.
There's a million potholes.
You can't do that anymore.
What? I'm just telling you.
Whatever.
It is.
I invited you. Anyway, Jermaine Wiggins, thanks to Pete Blackburn, Ken Laird, everybody who participated, John Anderson. Excellent, excellent job. Alex Reamer on assignment. He'll be back next week.
Go to the bathroom now, John.
All right, you can go to the bathroom. Bruins, big game coming up tomorrow. We'll see you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.